Superintendent Earl Davis says there was no satisfaction in watching former educators walk in and out of the Fulton County Jail.
I believe all failures are leadership failures, and I see this as a massive failure of leadership at every level.
Davis says APS has been focusing on making sure educators fully understand the district's ethics policies. All teachers must take an ethics certification course, and every school has an ethics advocate. As for the students, Davis says it was a challenge to determine which ones were directly affected by the cheating, so the district decided to offer help to all.
We felt it easier to identify all students who were not performing at grade level and to then have before school, in school, after school, and Saturday remediation programs, which still continue.
With the national spotlight once again on the Atlanta Public Schools, Earl Davis says he feels the pressure to make sure a scandal of this nature never happens again. Under his leadership, Davis says at best he wants to minimize that probability.
If we can get our laws and policies embedded in our systems, then that will go a long way towards assuring that some of these things don't happen again.
Meanwhile, Davis says the district is moving forward by implementing initiatives in its strategic plan. That includes staying within the budget, rolling out the Common Core curriculum, and improving safety measures in all schools. Rose Scott, WABE News.